I need few helpers, three young people. I need help. Who are going to be those three people who are going to help me? I can see one young man coming. You are coming, my child? And who is the third one? Oh, gosh. Oh, there it is. Sorry. Well, I tell you what. You have invited him, so these we will count one unit. Are we happy with that? Yeah? I'm not going to say those whom God has joined together, but it's good you're good friends. Right. So first you two go and pick up one item, whichever you want from that. One item. Just one.
Napa's going to team up with Eric.
Just one. So you have chosen this one. Come here. So, what is it?
A thing to pour water into cups.
Water into cups. A thing to pour water into cups. What do we call it, kids? Kettle. Well done. Well done. And now, you two, as one pair, pick up one item. Right, so come here. Oh, you tell us, what have you got?
A jug.
A jug. What do we do with jug?
Pour
water again. Right, so this is the last item, my child. Your turn to pick it up. And what is that?
It looks like you hold something in it, but I'm not sure what.
Well, let's see that if we can get help. Looks like something is held in it, but not sure. Who can tell? Who can help you?
Ice cubes.
Ice cubes, right. Well, I'm not going to ask you, my child, because you did not have choice. You had the only last item. Why did you people choose the kettle?
Because...
You like tea?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And what about you? You like coffee?
No.
You don't? Pardon?
I drink Diet Coke.
Coke.
Yes.
But that one?
I drank it before.
But we won't put that one in. To boil it. We won't do that. And you, my girl, why did you pick that one up?
Because I love juice.
Right. Okay. Right. Now then, those young people who wanted to come and help, but they did not reach fast enough, I have got a question. Are you ready?
Yes.
You see, I have got kids here who can be 80 plus. No problem. Right. If you will lift these up a little bit that people can see them. Well, tell me what is common among these three items.
Water.
I wanted children to tell me, but never mind, I accept it. So these three, I thought that somebody is going to say that they're all made of plastic, but the one I wanted to get was this, water. Yeah, we put water in it. Yeah, right then. Another question, now it is the young people. I know you must be very young at your heart, but I want to hear from kids. Right, if we put water in it and we turn the electricity on and it keeps going on and on, what happens to the water? What water becomes?
How would it become hot water?
It becomes hot water and you see something coming out when it is boiling, isn't it?
Steam.
Well done. It becomes steam. And right. Am I going to take risk again to ask from there? If we put water in it and put where it belongs, i.e. the freezer, what happens? It
turns to ice.
It turns to ice. But there, of course, you can change the color or so on.
I'm putting a drink.
Oh, yeah, we sometimes put cubes into the drink. How many of you do put as well cubes in the drink? Yesterday I went to Iceland and one family, they bought all the bags. I think there were 8 or 9 bags. So some people do like a lot of ice. So that one, of course, you can change the color by putting some juice or so on, but that remains liquid. So liquid, steam, ice or solid water. Can we give them a big hand for the help? Thank you very much. So what we learned, that the same water, depending what we are doing with it, it can change. It can change to become steam. It can change to become solid. 3 different shapes. Sometimes I do know, those of you who attend regularly church, you know that this is probably used to explain the Trinity as well. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, who is always with us, as who created us, and Jesus, who is our Savior, and Holy Spirit, who is ever present help. For all those who believe and trust in the God of the Bible. Of course, Samuel will be baptized in that faith. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. So was it with the water? Water, just the same water, liquid, steam, ice. But the point I want to make is that as water changes or can change, so are human beings. We read today, Joe beautifully read to us the story of a man whose name was Saul. And his trademark was that he was enemy of the church. He thought he was doing something good, persecuting the church, but in fact, he was not the enemy of the church, but it came out that he was opposing Lord Jesus Christ, who met him and said to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And as we read in the story, once he met with living Jesus Christ, this man was changed. From being a persecutor, being an enemy, he became disciple, proclaimer of the truth of Lord Jesus Christ. Baptism, we are going to witness later, is actually a symbol of change. Of course, I will pour a bit of water on Samuel's head. Before that, I will mark him with the oil. But all these, they will disappear soon. Once his hair are dry, hardly anybody will notice that water was put on his head. And once that peacefully he receives the oil mark, but then when he removes it, maybe later mummy or daddy, before the party begins or the photographs, such photos start be taking, that they will wipe that away. All will be gone. But the point of baptism is truly that it is a sign, it is a beginning of a change in a person. Not always so visibly, of course it should be visibly too, but a lot happens invisibly. The Holy Bible explains to us that there is this big, huge gap between humanity and God. And if you look, whatever the religion or the spiritual discipline, all that is done, those rituals and so on, they are done for one purpose only, to somehow be reconciled to God. And in baptism, we believe as Christians that division between God and a person disappears. It changes into a friendship. The moment person is baptized, that is a sign you are no more outsider, but you belong to house of God. The second change in baptism, what is ought to happen, is attitude towards God. We seem all right, yeah. Attitude towards God. Once again, referring to the religion and the rituals, and Christian faith is no different. That lot of these activities are happening that way to be accepted by God. But the true faith of the Bible is that we are received by God's grace, as we sang while ago. Nothing can please God whatsoever we do. Human activity cannot please Him, but it is when we receive it from Him that He gives in grace. It is something like this, that let's ask Samuel's dad, that when he was born, and I guess that you were there at his birth?
Of course.
You were there. First, of course, he was placed on mother's breast. Then they cleaned him, made him good, brought him to you. What was your attitude? How did you feel?
Yes.
Love. Right. I have sometimes asked the same question. Some say love. Others say overwhelmed by love. But what did Samuel do for you by then that you were so overwhelmed with love? He didn't even give you a smile. You didn't. But you have so much love because he is your son. And that is the change when we are baptized. That God, as Samuel's dad was overwhelmed with love, so is God overwhelmed when we turn to Him. Received by God's grace. At the end of the service, Samuel is going to receive, of course, I will not give in his hand, you know that I will be in trouble with church wardens, that this candle will be lit. And it will be that go in the light of Christ, shine like a light. And the other change, one very important change happens, is in baptism, we are to be the light of Christ. From darkness into the light. And here comes the change, what I am saying. The human desire is always to curse the darkness in others, but once you are baptized, you are to give light, then to curse other people's darknesses. That is the change. And also change is that until now, Samuel belonged to one natural family. I'm not going to embarrass you to ask that how many members are in the wider family, because I even don't remember how many are there. So many of them out there. But today he becomes, he changes to be a member of a huge, big family. 2 billion plus people he will belong with. But especially he will belong here. And let me finish by saying that that needs or requires a change too. I can guarantee you that with me pouring a bit of water on his head, Samuel is not going to be, in human terms, become a saint overnight. He is going to be in this church. At times, he will be behaving the way you probably don't want him to behave in the church. And that is where the change is required in the church too. Are you people who are going to welcome him as your fellow member ready for that change? To give space to Samuel and others who get baptized in this church, ready to change for them, to give them the space and slowly grow into the likeness of Christ. And as we pray for Samuel, that that change which is going to begin in him today may continue throughout his Christian pilgrim, my prayer is for all of us who belong here, that our attitude must change towards our children too, for the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.